Rescue teams are searching for survivors after a shallow earthquake struck Indonesia's main island. The magnitude 5.4 quake was centered around the West Java province. At least 14 people have been killed. Shaking was felt as far away as the capital, Jakarta, where tall buildings swayed for several minutes. Officials say buildings and houses are damaged. Well, joining us on the line from Jakarta is Jessica Washington. So, Jessica, what are we hearing about the aftermath of this quake?
Well, Sami, this is still very much a developing situation. The earthquake struck at around 6:20 GMT, so around 1:20 local time. And as you mentioned, a magnitude of, according to local authorities, a 5.6 at a depth of 10 kilometers. So the significance here is not so much the magnitude, which is relatively, compared to earthquakes Indonesia has experienced in the past, not particularly strong. The concern here is the depth and also the location that this earthquake had an epicenter that was on land 10 kilometers southwest of Cianjur in West Java. Here in the capital, Jakarta, I was out and did feel those mild tremors and people responding to those as they always do. Indonesians are quite used to natural disasters, and so people evacuated their offices and some apartment complexes and gathered at emergency assembly points. As for the area surrounding the epicenter itself, we understand that hospital and some mosques and schools are reportedly damaged, and some social media footage appears to show people injured, some of them bleeding, injuries to the face as well. The death toll, as we understand now, according to the National Agency for Disaster Counter Mitigation, stands at around 14, but some local authorities on the ground say that the death toll could be 20 or indeed even more. The difficulties for authorities at this point include the disruption to communications, some issues with reaching some areas, some affected areas in Cianjur. Since the earthquake, in just a few short hours, there have been 25 aftershocks recorded so far. Worth noting the context for that specific area. It's quite a hilly area, no particular major cities, but still quite a populous area, and some problems with infrastructure, poor construction of homes and that sort of thing. So those are the factors that authorities will have to deal with as they search for survivors and attempt to assist those in need. And the context broadly for Indonesia: Indonesia sits on the Pacific Ring of Fire, so Indonesians are very much accustomed to natural disasters, and Indonesian authorities are also accustomed to dealing with situations such as this.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much, Jessica.